This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Explosions heard through the night. Gaza firing airstrikes towards Israel as Israel upped its offensive against Gaza, hitting from air, land, and sea. Prime Minister Netanyahu.
We intend to give the Hamas a lethal blow, but in addition, our second objective, of course, is bringing the hostages home.
CBS's Natalie Brand tells us President Biden is watching the conflict closely from Delaware this weekend.
President Biden, speaking earlier this week, also said there has to be a vision for what comes next after the crisis. The administration remains focused on trying to prevent the conflict from expanding in the region, speaking to leaders across the Middle East. And CBS News has confirmed that the Saudi defense minister is expected to meet with senior administration officials on Monday.
Back in the U.S., a tentative deal between the Auto Workers Union and Stellantis.
The deal will mean $19 billion in investments and 5,000 new jobs, says UAW President Sean Fain. It will reverse the closing of a plant in Illinois and prevent the closing of plants in Michigan and Ohio.
The days of low-wage, unstable jobs at the Big Three are coming to an end.
Like Ford, workers at Stellantis will return to their jobs while they vote on the deal. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
The search is over for the man who went on a shooting rampage in Maine, killing 18 people. Department of Public Safety Commissioner Michael Sawchuk says his body was found inside a tractor trailer at a recycling plant.
We cleared the trailers. We cleared trailers that are there on that business footprint. Nobody had any idea that across the street, across Capitol Avenue, there's an overflow parking lot, which is the Recycling Corporation property.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is out. He's decided to pull his name from the Republican presidential race. CBS's Jake Rosen tells us he was struggling to raise money.
As the primary deadline for the South Carolina primary is just 3 days away, the cost of that is about $50,000. And that was a significant expenditure that also calls for more campaign fundraising that he just doesn't have right now.
Arizona Diamondback star Ketel Marte stole the first base of the 2023 World Series last night, and that means he's a hero for all. Taco Bell does a big steal a base, steal a taco promotion during the series. And because he did it, everyone gets a free Doritos Locos taco between now and November the 6th. Marte stole second base in the top of the third inning for the win, earning the title Taco Hero. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Max Inc. Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
K's own song.
Makes me feel like $1 million. I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Civic Media and welcome to Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find them online at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. Radio is also sponsored by the UPS Store, North Sherman Avenue and Northgate Mall, and by Essex Square by Easttown. You can also shop them online at theupsstore.com.
Jimmy, all hail the magic conch.
Woo!
There is only one band that can fuse the spirit of SpongeBob SquarePants and prog pop rock, and that is Madison-based band Magic Conch. The four-piece band that has mixed funk with 70s progressive rock for the better part of a decade released their sophomore album, Fine Dining and Breathing, this summer right here. Live in the Lair, or maybe not so live, the band from Bikini...
They're alive! What are you saying?
The band
they're
from...
They're alive.
I'm barely.
They're,
yes.
Oh, barely. They're going to be fun. Sorry, go ahead, Rocker. He's going to get mad at me.
The band from Bikini Bottom that made Madison famous, it's the Magic Conch. Andrew, Mark, Andy, Jack, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate you letting us be here, man. Oh.
Now, the last time you guys were actually in the Devil's Lair, you played an acoustic show, which you said that was your only show. That was back, that was an acoustic show that you played May 1st, 2021.
Oh, wow.
That was two studios ago for us.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Time goes fast.
I was expecting
it?
A much later year, and I was pleasantly surprised. Yeah. 2021. Right.
Only 2021.
Time is not slipping away yet.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Oh, okay. Members of Magic Conch currently spread. Oh, this is crazy, you guys. You're all over the place, all across the Midwest. Yet somehow you continue to hold it together and remain a working band. Thank you for that, because I know it can be difficult. Now, throughout this segment, we're going to learn a whole bunch more about you and the individual parts that make up this great band. First, though, tell us about, I can't wait to ask you this. Tell us about the band name and its connection to your music. Are all of you SpongeBob fans?
Yes.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, we're all right around the same age here. Yeah. So, I mean, that was just something we grew up watching, and I can't even be confident about how it came about. Really, it might just have been maybe we just always assumed we were just going to do that. I guess
that awkward time where like, oh, we got to name this thing that's a band, and it unanimously was like, it's going to be a SpongeBob joke, like immediately.
That's
and
great.
I think we just stuck on something really fast.
It yeah. sticks with people, because once they hear your name, it's like, oh, and yeah.
That's the first question, too, obviously.
Well, do you often have SpongeBob fans run up to you after you're done doing your set wanting to talk about SpongeBob?
That's at least always the first question is like, they're like, SpongeBob, right? And you're like, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
And that bleeds into the albums, obviously, yeah. The two album names. They're both references as well to specific episodes, so.
Well, it was my young niece who actually told me, you know, I said, oh, yeah, this band Magic Conch. And she was like, oh, that's SpongeBob.
Bad, yeah.
I was like, oh, I missed that one, man. Well, Magic Conch has been active for 7 years. Give us like a quick band history lesson, a quick Wikipedia. Tell us about the Magic Conch. What kind of music are you? What do you guys do? What's your mission statement?
Mission statement.
Get the first question.
It's like the elevator speech.
Well, it all started one fateful night in October 2016. Mark had put out a Facebook status saying, would anyone like to be a singer in a rock band? And I might have had just a few too many drinks.
Oh, no.
And I decided to take him up on that offer and message him and see what happened.
And we're glad he did.
We were practicing down in the Humanities Building at the time.
Yeah, down at the bottom of State Street.
You can practice there?
Mark can. Well, he got us in. He's the one unlocking the doors. So.
That's right. Don't tell anyone.
We were a group. We were a group around me and Andrew and Mark. We were in a group around town here before Andy joined the band. But yeah, we stuck together through that, and we knew we wanted to just keep going. So we found the right guy, no doubt.
So the three of you knew each other, but you were new and coming in as the lead singer.
I just happened to know Mark because we grew up in the same neighborhood, and I was pretty good friends with his younger brother Mike in high school. So we were just kind of like neighborhood friends in a sense.
You guys chilled after school and
Facebook.
Watch the SpongeBob, right?
Right.
Well, exactly. That came later.
Yeah. Oh, probably. Yes.
Mark just threw a SpongeBob birthday party for his girlfriend. It was pretty epic.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, we live it.
Nice.
Well, now let's get to some. We were going to do some live music, but I think we should take a moment to say that the band had played a show earlier, and you guys were just a little jammed out on the vocals to be able to perform tonight. So what we're going to do is we're going to change it up, and we're going to pretend like you're playing live, but we're actually going to play songs from your new album.
Air
or
guitar.
Songs from the, yeah, and Jimmy will air guitar along.
Works great for radio.
That would be beautiful.
So let's get into some music in the lair with Magic Conch, presented by the Aaron Weber Group on Max Inc. Radio. The first song you have for us tonight is called Hotter Than the Sun, and it's from your new album, Fine Dining and Breathing. Tell us about this chill song.
How did we write this one?
You know, when Rocker asked me to send him descriptions, this is the one I couldn't think of how we wrote it.
That's why we started with this one.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Right. Do the hardest one first.
I can't even remember what part we had first.
Well, what's hotter than the sun?
I don't know.
Our friend Greg. We've got SpongeBob as an inside joke, and our friend Greg is our inside joke. I know, Greg, you're not listening, but this is for you.
Why is he not listening?
Because he's in Minneapolis right now.
Okay. Well, he could be listening in on the app, and he could be texting us questions right now.
How do you
right
find now. That app, actually?
Just go to maxincradio.com and click listen, and it'll show you all the ways to listen, including the app. And
you're taking my job here, dude.
They're asking me questions.
You guys.
All right, we'll get back on track. Right now, hotter than the sun is Magic Conch live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
See you.